This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Talks in Sudan to resolve the long standoff between the military and civilians over the handover of power since the ousting of President Omar al-Bashir have made a breakthrough. A deal after marathon efforts from regional and international envoys and mediators. Mohamed Alamin has more from African Union mediator Mohamed Hassan Labat in Khartoum.
The two sides have agreed to share power for 3 years with the formation of a sovereignty council that will be chaired by rotation between the military and civilians, Labat said. He further pointed out that they also agreed to form a government of independent technocrats led by a prime minister. For his part, the TMC deputy chairman, Mohamed Hamdan, also known as Himeti, has welcomed the agreement, stressing that the TMC is fully committed to implement it. He further emphasized the Transitional Military Council would work in partnership with the opposition alliance to widen the agreement and allow the representation of the entire Sudanese people in the transitional period.
According to the agreement, the formation of the transitional parliament will be postponed for a maximum 90 days and an independent and national investigation committee will be formed to probe the killing of civilians in Sudan. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake rocked the coastal U.S. state of California Thursday, leaving injuries, fires, and dozens of strong aftershocks. Seismologists say the seismic rupture occurred just 9 kilometers beneath the Earth's surface, which amplified its effect. Here's seismologist Lucy Jones.
There is about a 1 in 20 chance that this location will be having an even bigger earthquake within the next few days, that we have not yet seen the biggest earthquake of the sequence.
This was the largest earthquake to strike Southern California in 20 years. This is VOA News. A UN report accuses the government of Venezuela